Yeah. You will have a chance of responding to your own comments and also to other comments. I think, you know, in this morning we had the Pakistani ambassador said, you know, should we be more worried about stupid people having access to smart or intelligent machines? You know, is that really, you know, how do we merge this human control with not necessarily having the knowledge or the maturity on managing the systems? And I'm sure some of you also participating virtually have views on this. So just going back to that point. So thank you so much, Peter, for sharing some of these issues. We also, as you said, refer to this whole issue of equity and inequality and exacerbating, you know, divisions that we're seeing today, something Renata was also touching upon. And I will come back to Katarina very soon, because I know this is an issue she's been focusing a lot on. But before we do that, so Adrian Moon is a roboticist by training, mechanical engineer, and she has been, she's a director, or former director, still director, actually on leave, for the Open Robo Ethics Institute, and also been working with companies, but also with governments and local government structures on thinking around how do we immerse all of these technologies and having responsible design, responsible innovation. Could you share some of your, project for us some of the changes we'll be seeing over the next 3 to 5 years in the machine-based systems and robotics field, and sort of what are some of your key concerns? I know you also have some experiences that we can actually make this work. So a little bit both on the risk side, on the opportunity side, Ajung, and over to you.
Thank you so much for having me.